It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. Just made it in, slid in the door. Jet was back here. He's ready to go. And I'm like, hey, man, get your fat butt out of my chair. Yeah, Jet always takes care of me. Today we're going to be going... Oh, we're going to talk a lot about camera fraud and the photo radar cameras. We have one of the gentlemen, Sean Dow, that is involved a great deal with the initiative here in Arizona, and he's also campaigned for liberty and works inside the Republican Party, and we're going to find out what he has learned in the process by being involved with legislators that will say one thing, and they will do something else. This is, you know, I tell you what, it's a revelation for a lot of people that just are not used to having someone that is so public, that has the media dogging them, that has iPhones everywhere, that has videotape, that are recorded as they're sitting up in the legislature saying and doing whatever. It's not, it just befuddles so many people that someone with that much focus on them can look you straight in the eye and convince you that they're telling you the truth, and then 5 minutes later do something else. There is a personality trait. There is some gene or some switch or some kind of characteristic that's either, I don't know, born in these people or it's evolved or it's learned or it's environmental or something. But it is a common characteristic with people in politics. And it's not just the elected officials. It's all their handlers. It's the lobbyists. It's a culture. When they say the Beltway culture or the water in Washington, D.C., or, you know, a lot of things like this, you know, you're talking about something that is real. I've experienced it. Fortunately, I experienced it at the beginning, from early on. From, you know, what's happened is it's been very, very damaging to a lot of people in their humanity. What happens is that as you are being forced into a situation where you, as a good person, thinking that you're doing what's right for your fellow man, you're doing, you know, something that's good, you're wanting to, you know, share and express yourself, and you want to help, and you're all the motivations you have are right. You're in a sea, an ocean, an overwhelming aroma, stench, thick, mal evil. How do you survive that? How do you survive intact? I can tell you that. How do you start to maintain what is good in you without being sullied? You know, the best phrase I got from was some movie, I can't remember. They go, when you dance with the devil, you don't change him. And that's what happens. You think you're going to get into politics and you're going to change this machine? You have stinking thinking. What you have to do is to be an inspiration to the other people outside the system, be able to learn to avoid the system, to get away from the system, to not need the system, to be independent of the system. Because if you're not independent of it, you're going to be dependent. And what's this show about? Declaring your independence. And we'll do some more with Sean Dow when we come back in just a little bit.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Hi, this is Ernest Hancock. I just learned that 800 miles from the North Pole, the Svalbard Global Seed Vault is depositing caches of seeds for government and private interest. And I'm pretty sure our names aren't on that list. Our friends at Solutions from Science have created a fantastic mix of non-hybrid seeds they call the Survival Seed Bank. The Survival Seed Bank produces an endless supply of nutrient-dense food so that you have the ability to declare your independence by not being dependent on others to provide your food. Non-hybrid seeds could outperform silver and gold in the coming economic meltdown, and each Survival Seed Bank module provides you enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that will help see you and your family through a real crisis. To obtain this valuable resource for barter and food before it's too late, visit SurvivalSeedBank.com or call them directly at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Help ensure the survival of you and your loved ones. SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Yeah, welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Yeah, bebopping and whatnot. You know that Jet is here, okay? Hey, Jet, you're on the show saying, hey, you send me some good, send me your address and such. I'll send you some DVDs. I see you scarfing all DVDs, sending out, doing your, it's like Christmas cards or something. What's going on?
Well, you know, when I did the show last week, I I put out my email address. I kind of wanted to know where the listeners were coming from. You know, we don't get a whole lot of data back. So I was like, I want to see where people are listening from. So I put out an offer for if you send me your name and address, and it won't go any further because I'm a libertarian. I'm not going to sell it to anybody else. You know, just free market thing. Thank you for listening. If I will send you a free DVD of America, Freedom to Fascism. And the Obama deception, the same DVD that we've handed out 40,000 copies of. And I got a lot of great responses, and I wanted to keep that offer going. If anyone else is interested, you can email me at jet@freedomsphoenix, freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, and I will be happy to send you out one of those DVDs. And I wanted to say thank you to those that did respond.
Well, give me some of the, you know, cities, countries, or whatever you got.
We have people, Louisville, Nebraska, Tucson, Arizona, Maple Grove, Minnesota, Cartersville, Georgia, Delhi, New York, Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Omaha, Nebraska, and all over the place.
Wow. I guess some people are listening to Jet.
Yeah. Well, let's see who's listening to you. And you give me if you send it to jet@freedomsphoenix.com, I will be happy to send you out one of those DVs. Too sweet. The other ones are already in the mail.
Oh, no. Jet, you know, the only email I get is how much they like Jet. So, you know who's the more popular guy here. But you're welcome to call. I don't take a lot of calls because it's just, you know, there's so much stuff that I want to share, but sometimes, you know, it's call day. Let me tell you, today's call day. 800-313-9443. We're going to be talking with Sean Dow, and there is a lot of revelation that you get when you really start going behind the curtain and you're dealing face to face with these legislators. You know, if you haven't had experience with this before, it's a new experience, especially for someone that, you know, I would think that Sean is a relatively honest individual. If you had a meter, you know, he's on the good side, you know, go down to the legislature, all on the bad side. There is a dynamic that happens in your brain when you're dealing, because good people operate from the idea that other people, you know, don't look them in the face, straight in the eye, and lie to them. I mean, you just assume that they don't. I mean, that's the way we operate in life. You just go through, you have some pretty basic assumptions. You know, you're going through the fast food line. You're figuring that they're not, you know, putting foreign objects in your food. You know, you kind of figure that, you know, your drink that comes in from the kitchen at the restaurant's probably not tainted. You know, you have a lot of trust in this society. That's how it works. But, you know, you go down to the legislature, I don't eat there. I mean, seriously, it is so bad. So, Sean, let's go ahead and get you introduced. You, what's your daily job? How do you sustain yourself?
I own a small...
You got to get really close to the microphone.
My wife and I run a small business in Fountain Hills.
Fountain Hills is northeast of Scottsdale, Arizona here in a beautiful area. It used to be way out of town. It's like town's got to it, you know. So Fountain Hills is famous for the big, giant fountain that goes up hundreds of feet and out in the lake out. And we have all kinds of, you know, events out there and so on, nice homes and such. And it's politically, you know, because it's kind of isolated out there, they like having their government, you know, pretty close at hand. So there are a lot of people are involved in the government there, in the schools and the local community. And of course, they know who their rep is, you know, going to the legislature. So if you get involved and you're a businessman and so on, and you start getting involved in politics, well, you get to know the people around there. Now, what is the and that's where Sheriff Joe lives. You know, too many stories. Anyway, so what happens is you get involved based on what issue got you motivated.
In 2007, I started paying real close attention to our finances because I noticed that our business was starting to slow down. So I did a lot of research on the internet, and I came to find this one representative in Congress who said everything that I was thinking, who I agreed with every time I saw anything in print, and he asked for people to get involved, so I got involved, and that was Congressman Ron Paul.
Yeah, man, he just lit a firestorm on so many people. He's just a – they got to do something about him, man. Now he's causing a ruckus for the man. Man don't like that. So we'll see how they handle it. Oh, last night we had a meeting, you know, kind of planning all the stuff that we're going to be doing this year. And next 6 to 8 weeks is pretty booked up. We have a lot of stuff going on. But they went up and put the sign up. If you go, you know, I'll put it up to today's archive. I'll have that put up today. When you go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, and you look at today's show, when you link in there, I'll have on there the video that they did. Now, on the front page right now in Freedoms Phoenix, you can go see it. You'll see it's a 4409 video. 4409! That's a secret for something, can't tell you. But anyway, the Shelton's 4409 videographer, and they, over the last few days, they made a big 10 by 28 sign billboard out of plywood that's yellow with black, and it's very similar to the style that we did when we were on the I-15 at the Stuckey's out there on the highway. And they took and they made it and painted it and urethaned it and got it all ready and coated and took it up and put it on the side of a barn right by the highway, and they did a video of it showing them making it and putting it up. It's up, and it says Ron Paul 2012. You know, vote for America, not a party or something like that. Got some slogan on it. But, you know, Ron Paul 2012. You know, is he running 2012? I don't know, but, man, people acting like he is, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to Dr. Paul. We'll bring him on the show. You know, I have not had him on the show my entire radio, well, not since he's run. We've had him on Charles' show and so on, and but I could easily call him again. I mean, he owes me a radio show.
At least.
You know, but I'm like, to say what he hasn't already said everywhere else, you know, kind of, yeah, that's good. You know, after we get to have a private conversation and so on, which will be really the first time. I mean, we talk, of course, you know, a dozen words here and there and so on, but I never really had a real long personal conversation with Dr. Paul other than, you know, other times when he's come to the summit and so on. And the reason is that I didn't want to have anything to do with the campaign. This revolution, this love-olution, was totally outside of that. And if you're talking to Dr. Paul, and you got the Ron Paul Revolution, ronpaulrevolution.com and .org and all this other stuff that we were doing, and he was to say, you know, Ernie, I'd like you to or not to or anything like that, then what do? I didn't want to give him a chance. You know, so I, you know, problem solved, you know, and he'd go, oh, yeah, we're out. I'd go, hey, man, you just keep doing what you're doing. I keep doing what I'm doing. So there was no coordination. I guarantee you that. And the reason was because then it gets, you know, ew, just messy. And I just assume not. But there's a lot of stuff going on this election cycle and going into 2012. It's appropriate that we have a short conversation. So we'll try and work that out as I travel around the country running for this national chair Libertarian Party thing. And there'll be a time we can overlap. Maybe we can have lunch. And when appropriate, we'll talk about, you know, what kind of plans are and what's going in 2010. That dovetails into what you're doing, because you're also, as you got involved in this, we're getting all your little involvements here. You started supporting Dr. Paul. And now you're in Campaign for Liberty. You have a position there or something? You're like a shiny badge wearer or something in Campaign for Liberty, aren't you?
Yeah, I sit on the board of directors for the Arizona Campaign for Liberty.
And what does that mean?
We coordinate with national headquarters, with Dr. Paul's national headquarters for activities and events here in Arizona.
Which are like what? You know, give us some thing.
Pushing issues for Arizona, issue that Arizonans want to see on the ballot, issues that Arizonans need to see out of our state legislature, anything like that, but always issue-oriented.
Well, you had, when Dr. Paul was here for the summit, you guys had a convention that weekend he spoke at. You had a little soiree. Tell us about that weekend, because you were at a thing. Oh, yeah, that's right. Were you at that thing Friday night?
Yeah.
Dr. Paul took one of the hats that said Ron Paul 2012 on it, and he's going to put it on, because you know if he put that hat on, man, that was like he was announcing. So he puts it on backwards. Well, then he was standing by a glass door, so we kind of photoshopped in the glass, you know, so you could make it clear, because he had it on. We had the reflection of the hat. You know, that's what Photoshop's for. So he put that in there like, aha, gotcha, you know. So then there was a car at the Freedom Summit. Somebody had it, says Ron Paul on this painted on this car 2012, and there's a video And I saw it, and he's like going, I don't know, man. I want to go stand in front of that car. That's gonna, come on, sign the car. So he goes over, and he signs it, you know, and is like, aha, another piece of evidence. So when we come back, we'll talk about, you know, there's more coming. And the impact, we got the whole show. We're going to talk with Sean. We'll get all the story out, what's going on at the legislature. I bet it's happening in yours. We'll be right back.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, you're on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA, beautiful studios of Freedom's of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. And the site's going to be, we've restructured a lot of things and retasked a lot of people, and there's a lot of new stuff coming. Because we can. You know, we're going to be getting hardcore involved in all kinds of stuff because we can. If you can have, it's like Spider-Man. I'll tell you what it's like Spider-Man. You got Spider-Man, you know, he's going, yeah, I'm just one in the beginning of it in the comic series and in the movie and so on. He's just like, hey, I can use this to make money. I can go and do a lot of stuff. But, you know, he lets the purse snatcher go and kills his aunt in the comic strip, I think, and his uncle in the movie. And he starts to realize, he goes, with great abilities come great responsibility. So that's where we're at. We have created the ability to do a lot of things. So, you know, do we focus on the city of Phoenix City Council and beat the living snot out of them, which could easily be done, by the way. But we go, you know, that's not really where it's not so much about it's an understanding, a method that can, as much as we can do it here in Arizona, you know, because we can pretty much take care of the state. We got the capability to influence the state, and that be an influence and an inspiration for you in other states, because we can. And one of the ways that, you know, Dr. Paul has influenced thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people, and you get people like Sean that get motivated. He has some abilities. The boy's got skills. The guy, you know, and gosh darn it, I'm good looking and people like me, you know? He's the man of self-affirmation. So he goes out and he says, you know, I'm going to have some kind of, where can I have the influence? Okay, I like wearing shiny ties, so I'll go play this Republican thing. So he goes in, he gets involved in Campaign for Liberty, and there was a particular issue that just, oh, man, he wants to play. And what was that issue, Sean?
Photo radar.
Well, tell me, what got you, how did that start, this whole thing? Because, you know, I remember when it was a, now keep in mind, Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, was our governor at the time. And they were, oh, we're just going to do a test marketing thing with Red Flex or whoever the heck it was. We'll have these cameras on the freeway inside the valley here in the city, and we'll just put them, it'll be a test. You know, we're going to spend gazillions of dollars putting up test. We're just going to check it out for test. And then they were really nice. They go, oh, no. It'll flash you. You know, maybe notify you. You know, we'll just know how many people going through. It's a test. Because we just want to see, because people are driving really fast here. We just want to know how many people. We're not going to send you tickets. We just want to know how much money we're going to make. That's what was going on.
Exactly.
And then the test was over, and then what happened?
They decided they were going to use this to fix their budget deficit. I completely disagreed with them fleecing the Arizona people to fix their inept budgeting skills. And I knew that if the people took away photo radar, it would force the state to operate within their means. They couldn't just scam people out of their money to cover up all the money that they spent on ridiculous crap.
On lobbyists. And they line up too, man. I'll tell you a story now because we're close to the break anyway. In the mid 90s, I filed a lawsuit in Arizona Supreme Court because they exceeded their constitutional budget, you know, which is supposed to be balanced. And they got a little headroom, $350,000. We've got to carry a one or something, you know, make a little accident. But they were way, you know, tens of, I mean, they're just unconstitutional. And they, whatever, doesn't matter. What happened is they came back in that budget year. They said, we have an $85 million surplus. And I go, no, you don't. You got a $57 million deficit after you take that surplus and put it towards $100 million deficit you already have. So we made a big deal out of that, on and on and on. When I went to serve the papers, when I filed the suit, I had to go up to the governor's office and you serve the suit. I mean, you can do that yourself, and then you go and you do that. So I go in and have fun. No. I go up there. There were at least probably about 20 lobbyists in line in his office to meet with the governor to discuss what to do with the surplus. And they had media that was involved too. The Arizona Republic. Oh, we need this. I think their big thing was mental health care or something, you know, for indigent mental health care. That was their big thing. You know, then it's environmental this, or it's, you know, green space that, or, you know, there's always something, you know. And these lobbyists lined up, and they knew who I was doing it. They're like, oh man, he's mucking with our parade here, you know. And I could see how this works. If there's any extra money, who's the guy representing the taxpayers? Who's the guy who's representing, you know, give it back? You got too much, give it back. Not the legislators.
I haven't met one yet.
These lobbyists are there in line promising, scamming, scheming, shiny tying, and they are going to get theirs. And they're in competition with each other. And they'll even have worked out deals to where they'll overlap their special interest on how, as a package support for a particular candidate or governor or something, what they're going to do in order to get the cuts of the money. It is the most amazing corrupt thing. You get right in the middle of that because you're dealing with revenue. As you go and you start working with this, in the next segment, we got a long segment. We're really going to turn it over to Sean, let him, you know, tell begin the end of the story, and I won't interrupt him. Because I want to have this 18-minute segment in there to where he can come in and tell from the beginning to end, this is how I got involved, who I started meeting with, what's happening, going inside the party, doing all the stuff in the precinct committee meetings, the legislative district, and in opposition to them with the Campaign for Liberty, Dr. Paul's influence, and how you just expose the corruption that is eating out our substance and harassing we the people. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In need of printing? Call idcprint.com. From paper printings to signs and banners or decorated apparel, idcprint.com has got you covered. With low prices, excellent customer service, and easy online ordering, idcprint.com will help you convey your message in high-quality color printing. Our printing is eco-friendly, too. When it needs to be printed, call idcprint.com. That's idcprint.com. For all of your insurance and financial services needs, contact the Howard J. Blitz State Farm Insurance Agency, located in Yuma, Arizona, at 1-928-726-8050. Or email Howard at howardblitz.com. With 24-hour Good Neighbor service, you'll be glad you did. Contact the Howard J. Blitz State Farm Insurance Agency now, or visit them on the World Wide Web at howardblitz.com.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Independence So me, Ernest Hancock, got Sean Dow in here, and I want to, you know, I want to walk you through this because it just as important the revelations that we came across from this photo video archived radar thing. I mean, it's a lot worse than you guys think. What happens is it's a side effect of an inspiration of just activity. You know, I mean, if it's rare that you have somebody out there that's just doing it on their own for, you know, no benefit or reason or something. I mean, there's some kind of positive feedback you need to have or get or you want to be part of. There's, you know, people don't do things that cause them pain unless they're masochist or something. You know, you get some kind of positive feedback out of this. And you have Dr. Paul was he's a starter for a flint, a spark for all this stuff that was pent up, this understand, and the economy did it. It's the economy stupid. I tell you, when it goes bad, it's like, man, whoa, wait a minute. They're like meerkats, you know, prairie dogs. They come up and they're like, whoa, what the hell is going on, man? And that's what happened to Sean. And I'm going to ask him to walk us in here. Make notes, man. Let's go chronological here. You know, I was born and I need to know what brought you to where you are now, because he's in a very influential position that the legislators, I'm not sure that he even anticipated this, or maybe he anticipated more, but the legislators, they don't like Sean being out there doing what he's doing.
No, not one bit.
So let's go ahead and walk it through, have the audience get introduced to you and how your evolution in your activism. Go.
Basically, I saw a slowdown in our business. I wanted to start following my finances a lot closer, so I started doing research online. I've always been a more of a constitutionalist, so of course, whatever I was searching, I would always find Dr. Paul. Decided to get involved because he was running for president, and started online, joined a meetup group, found the Freedom Phoenix activists, and started just hanging signs, going door to door, making phone calls. Then Dr. Paul asked for everyone to become PCs in the party of their choice, and I believed in the same message that Dr. Paul did, the freedom message, the original core Republican values, so I decided to join the Republican Party and become a Ron Paul Republican.
Well, what were you before? Independent? Didn't vote? What? Were you registered? Did you even know where the ballot place was? I mean, what?
No, I never voted before. I never even paid attention to anything. I was a sheep.
Dr. Paul cured my apathy.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you say, all right, let's go play. So you go down there, and what happens?
I got involved. I became a PC. I went and got my signatures, and I started making a stink in all the meetings. I raised objections. I tried to eliminate the people that I thought were sending the wrong message out of office. I tried to get in new people. When I say eliminate, I meant eliminate them from office and put in new people. Sorry. That sounds a little aggressive, doesn't it?
So far,
it?
Yeah, okay.
And that's how I got involved. That's
what was your criteria? You'll go, I want to get rid of this person because they're bad because what?
I mean, they believe in violating the Constitution. See, I had served in the military. I took an oath to defend and uphold the Constitution. And I don't see any of our state legislatures or elected officials doing that. And so my whole goal is to bring back the Constitution in my neck of the woods.
Okay. And you thought the Republican Party was that vehicle anyways. Well, you know,
it's been a learning lesson.
So let's go through that. Now, the first thing you do is you become a precinct committeeman. You get elected, and the election in November of what?
That would have been 08.
Okay, so it's after Ron Paul has gone out. It's at the election that he was to be on the ballot. You know, you were working for that and didn't happen, but you know there was a residual, and I think the bad guys expected that the people would just go away. You know, and
they hoped.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot did, but a lot of time it's like the wheat and chaff, and yeah, they always go, well, we don't have as many people on our website or doing our traffic. So I'm going, why are you so worried about the number? I'm worried about the quality. I'm worried about the kind of people. Heck, I can take, you know, any five activists here and go beat the living snot out of 500 in convention at the Republican Party. I'm going, you know, seriously, it's about the type of person, not how many. So, and we prove that over and over and over. So you go into the primary, you get elected a precinct committeeman. When was your first meeting?
I guess it would have been probably February of 08.
Okay, so February, because January is when they have their meetings, I guess, right?
That was when they, yeah, you had to be elected before the January.
Okay, so you got elected, they got their conventions, you go, and then what was your first experience as you get into the party post 2008 presidential election cycle? Now, keep in mind, this is after they got their McCain nominee, they got the party, you know, they got what they wanted. The Democrat, Obama's in there, we get to blame him now, you know, whatever. You got, all this is done. You know, we're going 2010, man, they already got the mantra going there. You know, we hate the Democrats. We gotta get Republicans in because we hate Democrats. It's a us versus them thing. Here it comes all over again. All right. So you're in there, you go in your first meetings, and...
Ooh. I was told I couldn't vote.
Why?
I wasn't eligible for the ballot because of a records mistake.
Really?
Yeah, that was the first one, yeah.
Records mistake from who?
The county chair.
But, I mean, you were elected at the election. So, I mean, as far as, you know, they're... See, that's another thing. This is a part of a lawsuit the Libertarian Party has had, and we won, and they're still changing it and doing whatever. Our thing was is that these internal party positions, precinct committeemen, that are done at the primaries, okay, in the regular election cycle, taxpayer-funded and so on, is an internal party function that's funded by the taxpayers. And people that aren't Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians, people that don't even vote, we're going to tax you for our internal election at JC's or Kiwanis Club. And I'm, seriously? You know, so we've been challenging this for a long, and they keep changing and trying massage and whatever, but it creates a lot of problems. The internal party does not want people like Sean. You know what? You're not on my list, okay? But the criteria that they have was through the state, so you have a record. I was elected. I went through the thing. I did your law. I went through your party stuff and so on. What up? So what, was it ever resolved?
No, I had to wait to be able to vote in the convention until the next year.
But they did find out that, yes, you were on the list. No.
Oh, sure.
That's so naughty. Okay, so this, I mean, you know, this is a standard thing. You know, this is, you think this is a mistake and this just happens every now and that one? No. This has been a, we saw it in Nevada. Oh,
no, there was about 40 of us that were denied the ability to vote.
I'm so not shocked. Okay. Okay, so you go through this process. You're not allowed to vote. What was being voted on? Oh, it's like district chairs and stuff, huh?
Yeah, it was county chairs. It was resolutions that the Republican Party was putting forward that we absolutely didn't agree with. Different things like that, yeah.
Do not allow those Ron Paul people inside to muck up our plan, which we already did last week with this victory. But, yeah, we'll get into that later. See, it's all McCain thing. And to think that, you know, it's McCain. McCain, I run against McCain. I know John. And I'm telling you, he's not that capable, okay? That's not him. It's always just somebody that's the machine. And they're using him and that position, that placeholder, to operate all this. I mean, you saw him in the debates. You know, it's a, you know, it's a Islamo-fascism here to kill us, military, you know, kill, die, kill. 9/11. I mean, you know, it's just, these guys don't really think, you know. So I'm interested in what happened next. You had the conventions. They passed all these resolutions that all this wave of new precinct committeemen coming in were in opposition to, so they made sure you guys were all snuffed out. You have the election of the county chair. You have the election of the county officers. You have, you know, district level stuff going on. You got all this kind of in there going, nope, you can't play. And the Ron Paul people went, okay, well, you're kind of prepared for this. You know, I've been screaming all this stuff was going to happen to you. So, you know, everybody's like, okay. You know, I go, no, you just keep plugging. You just keep going. You just keep, for nothing else, just to highlight how scummy they are. Right. All right? So then the next thing, you're like, what? You're going, okay, well, I'm going to have an impact somewhere. What did you do?
We started, a few of the guys out in the Scottsdale Ron Paul meetup group started putting together resolutions because we had learned that you could submit resolutions in the county meetings. So we wrote up a resolution and we submitted it to the state meeting and tried to recruit more PCs so that we could get that resolution passed.
Resolutions to what?
The resolution that we passed at the state level was that all Republicans will be opposed to the use of photo radar.
Ooh.
And it passed unanimously.
Well, of course it did. I don't mean anything.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You know, so then, yeah, they're going, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I want to see the Republican legislature get up and go, no, I'm for photo radar. You know, they all say they're against it. Now, so you get that. Legislative session has begun by then. You start dealing with legislators. At what point did you guys decide that you're going to have to do an initiative? I mean, first you probably went and talked to, you got this passed at a county level. You went to the legislators. You start talking to them. They're going, oh, yeah, come on in. We love you long time. Especially, oh, Ron Paul people against photo and surveillance. And all. Oh, yeah. Oh, love you. That's power. I secretly supported them. You know, I see in secret. You know, I was very sad that he didn't get blah, blah, blah. I've heard it all.
Right.
Okay. So you go in and you talk to these people. What kind of conversations did you have?
Well, we had actually gone from LD meeting to LD meeting throughout the 2008 year. So we had been asking these people who were state
LDs are legislative districts.
Yeah. So we were asking these people who were state legislatures from those districts questions regarding the constitutionality of photo radar the entire time. So we already knew pretty much where they stood, and it was clear to us that we were going to have to file an initiative because the state legislature would not do anything about it.
Nothing?
No, they get $16.50 of every photo radar ticket. Why would they ever want to get rid of it?
I don't know, because people don't like it. It's wrong. It's unconstitutional. It's a whole bunch of stuff. All these things don't matter. Oh, okay.
Not when you're running for office. All no, right. That doesn't seem to matter.
So nobody would, in legislature, nobody would give you time of day. Nobody would introduce a bill. Nobody.
No, they wouldn't take my calls, wouldn't meet with me.
Nobody.
So I'd go down to the state capitol, and I would stand on the sidewalk to the entrance to the parking area because they would have to walk by me in order to get to their car. So I would stand there every day waiting for whichever one I wanted to talk to.
Okay. Yeah, you know, they passed that very kind of activity is what prompted the introduction of a legislation. I don't think it passed, and it may have a different version since 9/11 and all this kind of stuff. There was a legislator, a senator named John Cadis, and he ran, I think it was in 2002 for attorney general, and he was a Napoleon man. He was a little Napoleon kind of man, just, I mean, really had it bad, and he wanted to be attorney general. And he had all the support of law enforcement and so on. He did all, and he's got all kinds of stories and stuff on that. But one thing that he did, he tried to pass legislation to make what you did illegal. Any activity that would sway a legislator without, you know, without their consent, that you didn't have a meeting with them, that you're doing, that was like a domestic terrorism charge, that you were, you know, it's like you're influencing a jury or judge or something with the same kind of wording. It's like you're going to lobbying a legislator without them inviting in your office or something like that. Illegal. And we had fun with that one. We're like, really? And this guy wants to be AG? You know, but that's exactly why they wanted to do it, is because you have guys like Sean standing in the parking lot going, I'm waiting.
Man, well, all the lobbyists get to walk into their office pretty much any time and talk to them. They always have meetings inside. I would stand out in the heat in the middle of summer right there and wait for them. It was a lot of fun.
And then when you did confront them, what kind of conversations did you have?
I would ask them, are you going to do anything about photo radar? I would ask them what they were planning on doing. I would present with them, you know, statistics and data showing that they increased accidents, showing the contract pages showing that they had lied to us about whether or not they were video recording.
I'm sure all that had a big impact on them.
Not much, no.
No. Okay, so you're getting a lesson in how government really works. As you're going through this revelation, which it took me from 88 to 90, I'm a young man going through trying to, you know, I'm getting to the bottom of this. I was same as you. It was the economy thing back then. My father's company, I had mine. It was a savings and loan really hit Arizona here. So, and my father was a little bit different issue. He was exporting something, and I'm, you know, Save America. We're going to export, right? So I went through this, and it took me probably almost immediately, definitely within 3 months of doing this work and just pulling threads and just doggedly, man, I have been so lied to. I want to find out the truth. We know the truth. Okay. That's my big thing. So I go through this and I'm like, yep. Okay. Bad guys. Bad. They are cultivated to be here to be bad guys. Okay. So, and there's a lot of different ways they do that and so on. It doesn't matter. You come to this realization after how long? I mean, you know, there's 90 legislators down there. Do you have to try and talk to every one of them? I mean, at what point did you get it?
No, I probably got it after about the fifth day of standing there trying to get them to talk to me.
Well, what was it? What was the realization that you had? It was what? You're like, wow, what?
They would have to give up their money to run for office if they got rid of it. I mean, that's clean elections money. $16.50 of every photo radar ticket pays for them to run for office. If they don't have that money, they can't run for office.
Oh, okay.
There's no way they would ever want to get rid of it.
Okay. All right. Here's, oh man, you're getting into complex other stuff. There was a thing called, what do they call it? Common, I can't remember what it was, a common something. It was a organization that really pushes for campaign finance. They think getting campaign finances from the government, kind of like Japan, you know, you go in, I am a candidate, all right, here's your budget, go run, you do whatever, get so many signatures, whatever, you get the money, that you're going to eliminate special interest. What's happened and what libertarians argued, and we keep making a big deal out of, and why libertarian candidates to run for governor, all we got to do is get $5,000 $5 contributions. It's up to $2 million now. $2 million for a libertarian to go up and say, these guys suck. You know, social and economic welfare and all this other stuff, bad corporate, well, bad, but give us, can we have some of that political welfare so we can tell you though the other welfare is bad? See, we don't do that. But, oh, they set it up for them. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Well, Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, Sean Dow from CameraFraud.com. And there's so much activity that goes on around this issue, and a lot of people are very excited about what they're learning and the power that they have and the power of the revolution. But the clean election thing, I want to make sure you understand that, how this ties in what Sean was talking about. Clean election is, I think it was Common Cause, I think it was the group that was really pushing this thing. And clean election, I didn't even take clean election, didn't participate in everything. They audit you anyway. They audit me, and they came, and when they audit you, and I had like, I don't know, four checks or something, you know, it's just because I made a mistake in, you know, doing it in such a way that I had to even report. And I go, dang it, I just left it because I didn't want to have to recollect the signatures again. Because sometimes you're not going to spend over $500, you don't even register, there's nothing to, and that's how we always do it. But I made a mistake, I was helping other people their paperwork, and I didn't check the right box on mine, so dang it, now I got to file these reports, even though there wasn't anything there. Well, they audit you anyway. They came out, they went, because this is what they do. We want to know you, your wife, your siblings, your children, your wife's parents, your wife's siblings, okay? Your wife's siblings, spouses. They need all this information. And I'm going, I went to, you know, I said, I tell you what, you know, no. I went and sat and did the whole spiel, and I go, you know, I'm not doing it. I go, I saw this once. It was a black and white Nazi movie, and I'm not playing. I go, you guys do whatever you're going to. Well, we're going to. I go, I know. But we really, I go, I know. I go, you think I don't want you to take me to court? Are you stupid? Of course I do. Let's go. I mean, oh, I was so mad. And they finally, Michael Kilsky is the state chair of the Libertarian Party and an attorney. So he goes, all right, here we go. And he goes to me and they go, well, okay, if he just pinky swears not to do it again, well, you know, that kind of thing, you know, and just, oh, you guys kill me. Well, what happens is the clean election gave them the power to do this kind of stuff, to audit. It also gave them the power to determine what you say on your campaign material. They, you know, it's First Amendment thing. Oh, you can't say that. Really? What we did, I had these signs that said, for 06, ran for Secretary of State, they say, still voting, in this kind of German font, you know, with a question mark, and the V in the voting is a V for vendetta. I go, still voting? You know, I'm like, and running for Secretary of State on elections. Well, on the bottom of it, I put, endorsed by freedomsphoenix.com. Well, that was just a doink at them, because the thing was, is you do these campaigns, all these candidates will go up, and then they'll have this yellow sticker or with black type that says endorsed by the police, endorsed by the firemen, endorsed by the Arizona Republic. Well, they do endorsed by, I go, well, that's a business. You know, you mean I can put endorsed by Napa Auto Parts? I could do that? Can I do that? Well, we don't have a lot of... Good! So I put on endorsed by Freedom's Phoenix. So it's an advertising campaign for Freedom's Phoenix. Every candidate could do it. I go, endorsed by, I go, knock yourself out. And there's going to come a new law, you watch. If it isn't already there, I haven't even checked. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that they wanted to control. And I'm going, oh, let's play. Kind of forcing their hand. Now, what happened was, is they wanted to know how are they going to fund these millions, tens of millions of dollars that they give to candidates. State legislative candidates can get up to, I don't know, it's like $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 or
something. Mine got $176,000.
For a state legislative race?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lots of money. Okay, and I know you're sitting out there going, ooh, you should take it and go. Libertarians can't and be libertarian. We advocate against the social and corporate welfare system and everything, but we'll take some political welfare so we can tell you about it, you know. See, it just doesn't work, so we don't participate in it. Well, what happens is that we don't control ballot status for candidates. Say they run, you know, so some will, and then they get in trouble. But the what's happened is they tied these photo radars and civil sanctions and traffic tickets and so on to the funding of this political welfare. So the cameras, if they take those down, all of a sudden, how are they going to justify the funding for them getting political money to run for office? You see how this works? So this is what Sean's finding out and what he's exposing. And we'll talk about it more when we come back in the next hour. There's so much more behind the scenes you need to know.
With recent internet.